Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Expedia and Visit Scotland invite you to come step into centuries of history that await in Scotland. Castles steeped in legend, walk along cobblestone streets. Come share the warmth of stories passed down through generations. This is a place with a past that is fully present today and all yours to explore. Plan your Scottish escape today at expedia.com/visitscotland.
Zootopia 2 has come home to Disney Plus.
Let's go!
Get ready for a new case.
We're gonna crack this case and prove we're the greatest partners of all time!
New friends.
You are
Gary the Snake.
And your last name?
The Snake.
Dream team.
In new habitats.
Zootopia has a secret reptile population.
You can watch the record-breaking phenomenon at home.
You're clearly working it.
Zootopia 2. Now available on Disney Plus, rated PG.
Morning decisions. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel, maybe. Or a white chocolate mocha. Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
Maybe you from the 1970s, when the Los Angeles Rams was known as the Prison Foursome because of that defensive line. Or maybe you in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you in the here and now, with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. It doesn't matter, but when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
Good day, good people, on this Thursday, October 30th, 2025. After our bye week, the Ramley Talk is back on the air. Welcome to Ramley Talk, the playmakers in the building. As we get ready for week 9 in the NFL, led by the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Miami Dolphins down in South Beach tonight. But on today's show at Ramley Talk, we're going to recap what took place in week 7 when the Rams made the trip to London, England to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then we're going to preview this week's matchup in week 9 when the Saints come marching into SoFi Stadium. Thank y'all for watching. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell to stay updated on everything we put on our YouTube channels. If you are watching on my personal LinkedIn page, hit me a follow on LinkedIn as well. If you're listening to the audio form of this show, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and on every other podcast directory, go ahead and hit that follow/subscribe on that podcast directory that you favor so much. That way, anytime I post anything for Ramley Talk, for Rams Nation, you'll be here ready to listen. This is your Ram Nation East Coast station here, and let's get right to it. The Rams made the trip over to London, England, to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they did not have Puka Nacua for this game, but it didn't matter. 35-7, and we basically gave them a touchdown. Could have been 35-0, but we gave them a touchdown. It is what it is. But the Rams dominated this game from the onset. It was disgusting. It was brutal. If you're a Jazz fan, those of you who have seen my posts on social medias where I decked out in my Rams hat, rocking the white tee that I'm wearing right now, that I was enjoying being at a bar Sunday morning watching the Rams beat up on the Jacksonville Jaguars. It was a pleasure to watch. It was a pleasure to really watch. It felt real good to see Matthew Stafford do his thing, Even though he only passed for 182 yards, he threw 5 touchdowns. 3 of them which went to Devontae Adams. That was a great combination of arms. Even though Kerryon Williams didn't have much going on in the running, it didn't matter because Matthew Stafford was throwing dimes and we was making things happen. You know, it was a great. If I think Devontae Adams had like 5 catches and 3 of them with touchdowns. Parkinson didn't score, but 2 other touchdowns. 2 other tight ends score. It was a great, great showing. Trevor Lawrence, you know, he did a lot of things. 296 yards on a touchdown, but they just couldn't get nothing done. Shout out to Travis Hunter, their rookie wide receiver slash cornerback. Got his first NFL touchdown against us. His first ever came against us, all good. He had his first ever 100-yard game. Good. But Jacksonville couldn't really do much. When he counted. I mean, that's why they got blown out in London by the Los Angeles Rams. When I kept trying to tell people, y'all must have forgot, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they might be their second home, but they weren't the only team that used to play in London a lot. That was us. And I think people must have forgot. So we knew what we was doing. Going to London was nothing new to us. We was ready for it. And we showed y'all we was ready for it. Big dub by the Rams. Jacksonville had 358 yards of offense to the Rams 271, but it didn't matter because they couldn't stop us. Jacksonville had 13 pins for 119 yards. That's not going to win a lot of games, Jaguars. It's not. We was more disciplined than the Jaguars, only 5 penalties for 45 yards. We was 2 for 2 on third down, but the stat of week 7. 4 for 4 in the red zone. And that's all that mattered. We got into the money zone and we cashed in every single time. That's how that's supposed to go. That's how it's supposed to go. That was a good way to get into the Bible. It was a good way to say, hey, booking the queen, the only thing that's going on here in Los Angeles, we got Devontae Adams. We have 2-2 at work, which we'll get in the news on that one when we preview the Saints game. We have wide receivers. We have tight ends. We have running backs. We can make things happen, which we did. So good job, Sean McVay. Good job, Los Angeles Rams. Now we went to the bye week 5-2. And last week, we had a bye week. The Seahawks had a bye week. And the Cardinals had a bye week, which means the only team that played last week was the San Francisco 49ers. And they took a surprising beating at the hands of the Houston Texans. They dropped them to 5-3. So now it is the Seahawks and the Rams that are fighting for number one spot in the NFC West. San Fran, that was a disappointing effort in Houston. I must say, it was a very disappointing effort by the San Francisco 49ers in Houston. Arizona Cardinals, we'll see how that works out. Seattle will be on Sunday night as they head to the Capitol to take on the Washington Commanders. The Arizona Cardinals, they'll be on Monday night. Dallas Cowboys on Monday night. I don't know who San Fran played. Let me go check. Let me see who San Fran had this week. But whoever San Fran has, I hope they're ready because San Fran, they should be a little motivated this week after getting their butts handed to them by Houston. But let's just see who they have this week. You want to make sure. You know, they are in the Meadowlands to take on the New York Giants, which that could be an interesting game. Robert Saleh going against Jackson Dart, even though they lost Scam. Shout out to Scam Scottaboo. Hope you for a full recovery, sir. Nasty injury against the Eagles. You was having a good rookie season as well. Fortunately, it is derailed by this season-ending injury. Hope it's not more than just a season-ending injury. Hopefully, you can recover. You can be back probably around week 10, week 11 next year. So, shout out to Cam Scottaboo. I'm going to send my thoughts and prayers to Cam Scottaboo. Very, very ugly injury. But San Fran is in the Meadowlands to take on the Giants. Seahawks are on Sunday Night Football against the Commanders. Arizona is on Monday Night Football against the Cowboys. All three of them are on the road. The only home team is us, and we have the Saints, which we will talk about when we get back after these messages.
Get business done with the new American Express Graphite Business Cash Unlimited card. With unlimited 2% cash back on all eligible purchases, unlimited 5% cash back on flights and prepaid hotels booked through American Express Travel Online, and a flexible spending capacity that can grow with your business, you'll have the confidence to keep building. Apply today and earn a welcome offer of $1,500 cash back after you spend $50,000 in qualifying purchases on your new card within the first 6 months of card membership. Terms apply. Learn more at go.amex/graphite.
No one goes to Hank's for spreadsheets. They go for a darn good pizza. Lately, though, the shop's been quiet, so Hank decides to bring back the $1 slice. He asks Copilot in Microsoft Excel to look at his sales and costs and help him see if he can afford it. Copilot shows Hank where the money's going and which little extras make the dollar slice work. Now Hank's has a line out the door. Hank makes the pizza. Copilot handles the spreadsheets. Learn more at m365copilot.com/work.
Everything Boston. I love you, you morons. You Kiss from the Block, New Edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
Get Mouser Entertainment with Paramount Plus. Stream new movies such as Mean Girls, Transformers Rise of the Beast, and Good Burger 2 with Paramount Plus. Stream live sports such as the UEFA Champions League, the NFL on CBS, the PGA Tour, and March Madness. Catch hit CBS shows such as Fire Country, Ghost, NCIS, and more. But also catch exclusive originals for Paramount Plus such as Special Ops Lioness, The Famous Stallones, the new streaming home of Showtime. Watch Showtime original series and movies when you sign up with Paramount Plus with Showtime. Make it a fun action-packed adventure for the whole family and create kid-friendly profiles for the little ones. So much to stream with Paramount Plus, with over 45,000 full episodes from BET, CBS, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and more. Paramount Plus, Mount of Entertainment.
This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life-holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
Choice Hotels get you more of what you value. Here's a little tune to help you remember. Same drive, different day. Don't you wish you were getting away? Pack your bags and come on through. Texas, Ohio, Alaska, we're up there too. Comfort Inn, it's calling your name. Save on the stay. Oh, and free waffles are yours to claim. Well, I hope you like my little song. Book direct at choicehotels.com.
You can't reason with the sun. Trust us, we've tried. This summer, it's time to put that angry ball of fire on mute. Columbia's OmniShade technology is engineered to protect you from the sun's harsh rays that can burn and damage your skin. The sun is relentless, but so is our gear. Level up your summer at Columbia.com to spend more time outside and less time slathering on aloe lotion. You're welcome. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
And welcome back to Ramblin' Talk here on this Thursday, October 30th, as we get ready to move the calendar into November, and we get ready for week 9 of the NFL season, led by the Baltimore Ravens traveling to South Beach to take on the Miami Dolphins. Before we get to the game against the Saints, we made a move during the bye week. We traded for Roderick McCreary from the Tennessee Titans to help with our defensive backfield, as we do need some help in back in defensive backfield. So we made a trade with the Tennessee Titans. We get Mr. McCreary, and we swap conditional six-round picks for the 2026 draft. So, hey, we'll see how this works. So, Mr. McCreary, welcome to Los Angeles. Welcome to the Rams organization. Hopefully you will be a great addition to our defensive backfield to help, you know, stymie down some passing offense. So your first game up, sir, will be the Saints come marching in. Word on the street is Ricky Tyler Schatz might be getting the start over Spencer Rattler for the Saints. This game could be ugly. It could get ugly from the onset because the Saints offense has been abysmal. The defense has been on the field too much for the Saints. They are coming off a 20-point loss to division rival Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I didn't get that this week. Didn't need to because I already know what it was. I watched the game myself, and it's like there's nothing to really talk about. It was ugly. It was abysmal. So the Rams are 14.5-point favorites. A lot of points to be favored in the NFL game. But hey, 4:05 p.m., 1:05 local time for you in Los Angeles. It is on Fox. We should win this game. There's no rhyme or reason we should have to fight to escape this game. We should win this game. It should be no problem. So, you see Spencer Rattler closing in on 1,600 passing yards with 8 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Alvin Kamara, who's one of the stud running backs in the league, has not had a great season. The man is averaging 3.6 yards a carry. He only has one touchdown. Chris Olave has 3 touchdowns and 500 yards receiving. Stafford closing in on 1,900 passing yards with 17 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Kieran Williams closing in on 500 rushing yards with 2 touchdowns. Puka Nacua, who missed last week, who should be back this week, is over 600 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. Devontae Adams had 3 against the Jaguars. I think he scored in 2 other games. Like, he scored against the Titans. I think he scored against the Colts. I think he has 7 touchdowns on the year thus far. So we are spreading the ball around, which is good. Darius Brown should be back this game. Cam Kitchens should be good for this game. Puka Nacua should be good for this game. We would not have Tutu Atwell. We would have Tutu Atwell is probably going to miss the month of November with the hamstring injury. We put him on IR. And Rod Havenstein should be back this week as well. So we're getting one receiver back, but we're losing another one. We're getting our defensive backfield back. So Darius Williams should be back. Cam Kitchens should be back. We added Roger McCurry, and our offensive line should get some help with Robin Havenstein coming back as well. And there's really not much else to say. I mean, we play the Saints. We should beat the Saints. That way we can get them and focus on our rematch with the 49ers for week 10, because we owe them one, because we shouldn't have lost to them on Thursday Night Football in week 5. So we owe San Fran one. So when we go to Santa Clara, we owe them a beating. A good beating at that. And we'll see if Brock Purdy will be able to play for that game, or he'll still be out with that turf toe injury. And if it is Matt Jones, make sure you don't play no soft ass covers like you did the first go around. But outside of that, this is all about the Saints. So Rams, Sean McVay, do your job. When 1:05 hits on the lowest time, which would be 4:05 here on the East Coast, I want to see the Rams handle business, do what they're supposed to do, offense, special teams, and defense. Get out of there safely and soundly and get ready to head up north to take on the San Francisco 49ers for week 10. With that being said, thank you all for tuning in. Yet again, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell. If you're watching on the LinkedIn page, go ahead, hit me up, follow on LinkedIn. And if you listen to the audio version, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or iHeartRadio, or wherever else platform that you listen to when it comes to podcasting, go ahead, hit that subscribe and follow Rambly Talk on that specific podcast directories. Rams Nation, East Coast Station, this has been Rambly Talk, the Playmaker signing off. Enjoy week 9 of the NFL season.
Did you know if your windows are bare, indoor temperatures can go up 20 degrees? Get ahead of summer with custom window treatments like solar roller shades from Blinds.com and save up to 45% off during the Memorial Day early access sale. Whether you want to DIY it or have a pro handle everything, we've got you. Free samples, real design experts, and zero pressure. Just help when you need it. Shop up to 45% off site-wide right now during the early access Memorial Day sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Some follow the noise. Bloomberg follows the money. Whether it's the funds fueling AI or crypto's trillion-dollar swings, there's a money side to every story. Get the money side of the story. Subscribe now at Bloomberg.com.